All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, folks, we are just a matter of days away from the college football playoff beginning, and these are four of, if not the best four teams going right now in the nation, and things are set to kick off this New Year's Eve, and it's going to start off in the Georgia Dome, and you're going to have the fourth-ranked Washington Huskies, the champions of the Pac-12 Conference, taking on the top-ranked team in the land in the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, I know Alabama comes into this game heavily favored. They are the defending national champions, but at the same time, if anybody thinks that Washington is making the trek clear across country from the Pacific Northwest to the Peach Bowl just to lay down for Alabama, think again. Washington has one of the better offenses in the nation. On top of that, defensively, they are ranked 11th. And you look at a Washington program that has really held their own against some good schools out west. They beat up on Stanford. They knocked off Utah. They got the best of Washington State. And then they had their way with Colorado in the Pac-12 championship game. And I've been on record for the past few years as the Pac-12 does not get the respect that they deserve. And this is an opportunity right here for Washington to get some respect. Now, I know there are going to be some people out there that are going to say, well, Washington lost at home to USC, and then USC got blown out by 46 points to Alabama on a neutral field. What that is very true, but at the same time, this was a very different USC team, a different USC quarterback that they had playing for them in the regular season opener, as opposed to the time that Washington caught them late in the season. Now, you look at Huskies head football coach Chris Peterson, and he has made a living as far as playing the underdog card. You saw what he did during his tenure as the head football coach of the Boise State Broncos, and that included Boise State upsetting the Oklahoma Sooners in the Fiesta Bowl. So don't sleep on this Washington team going into this game. Now, Alabama does have the best defense in the nation, and this Washington offense has to go out there and try to keep that Alabama defense honest, and they're going to do it with quarterback Jake Browning. You look at running back Miles Gaskin and the combination of wide receivers John Ross and Dante Pettis. On the flip side, defensively, the Huskies can get after teams as they have 37 sacks along with 19 interceptions, and the play of defensive back Butter Baker is going to be big in this game if the Huskies are going to go to Atlanta and get the victory and advance to the championship game. On the flip side for Alabama, it has been business as usual for under head coach Nick Saban, and I think it is only fitting that the last collegiate game that is played in the Georgia Dome features Alabama. I know it's in the backyard of the Georgia Bulldogs, but if you look, since the Georgia Dome opened in the early 1990s, it's been a stadium where Alabama has been very comfortable at, playing in numerous SEC championship games there, as well as a lot of the Chick-fil-A kickoff games in September and late August as well. So Alabama's very comfortable. They make that quick trip from Tuscaloosa to Atlanta for this contest. And of course, they were just there a few weeks ago for the SEC championship game where they had their way against the Florida Gators. Now, make no mistake about it, the Alabama offense starts and ends with quarterback Jalen Hurts, as he is definitely a playmaker back there for them. This could be the final game for Lane Kiffin calling plays as Alabama's offensive coordinator, as he is set to become the new head football coach of Florida Atlantic when Alabama's season is over. But I guarantee you that him and Nick Saban are definitely going to go out there and cook up a solid game plan to get Alabama to the next round. I talked about this Crimson Tide defense led by linebacker Reuben Foster. And as a team, Alabama has 45 team sacks along with 14 interceptions. So they want to go out there and dictate the pace against this Washington team. I guarantee you these will be the fastest teams that each opponent has seen all season long. Like I said before, Alabama is going to have to put in some work in this one, but I'm still going to take them to advance to the title game by the score of 31-26. Now, In the second semifinal, it's going to take place out in Glendale at the Fiesta Bowl, and you're going to have the third-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the second-ranked Clemson Tigers. And these two programs met a few years ago down in Miami in the Orange Bowl, and it was Clemson that was able to upset Ohio State. Now, of course, you look at the Buckeyes, and they were the national champions 2 years ago, and they're looking to get back there under head football coach Urban Meyer. And you look at some of their big victories this season on the road at Oklahoma, on the road at Wisconsin. They destroyed Nebraska at home by the score of 62-3. And then, of course, the epic at home to end the regular season against the Michigan Wolverines. Now, Ohio State is the only team in the field of four that did not win their respective conference, as that nod for the Big Ten title went to the Penn State Nittany Lions. But due to the fact that Ohio State only lost one game, and it basically came down to a blocked field goal as they lost by 3 points on the road against Penn State, a lot of the voters and a lot of the people on the committee felt that they were worthy enough to get in the field of four. And now it's up to Ohio State to go out there and prove the little group of naysayers wrong, as they want to get that second national title in the last 3 years. Now, for Ohio State to get the victory offensively, it's going to start with quarterback JT Barrett and running back Mike Weber. Can they do enough to keep this Clemson defense off balance? But the Buckeyes can mix it up and get very physical on the defensive side of the ball, as they are number fourth defensively, led by linebacker Raekwon McMillan. Now, you look at Clemson under head coach Dabo Sweeney, and I know that they have not won a national title, but this is a program that is definitely in the spotlight, as they are playing for big games now every single season. Of course, we remember the run that Clemson had to get to the national championship game last year, and they're looking to do it once again and get their first national title since 1981. You look at quarterback Deshaun Watson, and he missed out on the Heisman Trophy, and I think he wants to go out there and prove something not only to himself but all of the people that voted against him as far as winning the Heisman. You also look on the offensive side of the ball with running back Wayne Gallman and wide receiver Mike Williams, who will go out there and look to keep this Buckeye defense honest. Now, Clemson is ninth overall this year in defense, but they have had some lapses on that side of the ball. If you go back and you look at the game against Pitt where they lost, if you look at the very close game that they won against Louisville, and then the ACC championship game against Virginia Tech where the Hokies gave them all that they could handle and then some. But they came up big in those games as they knocked off Louisville. They got a road win against Auburn. They knocked off Florida State on the road, and again, Virginia Tech in the conference title game. And this Clemson defense is going to have to pack a lunch, and it's going to be all about their endurance going up against the spread offense of the Buckeyes. And linebacker Ben Boulware is going to have the game of his life as he looks to slow down JT Barrett and this offense. Defensively, Clemson has 46 sacks and 18 interceptions, so I think they're going to have the mindset to stay in this game and do enough to try to slow down Ohio State. I think it's going to be a solid game, but I think Clemson has something to prove, and I'm going to take the Tigers in this one to get back to the title game for a rematch with Alabama by the score of 38-30. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 pounds of sports knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from the final regular season Sunday in the NFL. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.